This message by Pastor Rod Harris was delivered at Trinity Baptist Church on Sunday morning, January the 7th, 2007, and is entitled A Life of Exclusive Devotion, taken from Exodus chapter 9, verses 10 through chapter 20, verse 3. This is only a partial recording as we had technical difficulties, so you will not be getting the entire sermon, just about the last 10 or 15 minutes. So we apologize for the irregularity.
What Luther and others are saying is that your God is that in which you put your trust and that to which you give your loyalty. Some obviously are trusting in science and technology. Others are trusting in their own appetite. Their God is their own belly, their own feeling, their own want. Others are concerned and consumed with money and power and influence, and that is the agenda of their life. And nothing reveals the wickedness of the heart of man more than his ability to take the good gifts of God and corrupt them into an idol and bow before that which God has graciously given. I hope you're aware that it is possible for you to make an idol of your marriage. It is entirely possible that you do what you do for the sake of your marriage, and that is your primary consideration in all issues. And by all means, marriage is a gracious gift of God. It is ordained of God. It's part of creation as He brought Adam and Eve together. It is to have a place of honor in our lives, in our experience, but it is not to take the place of God. And if your first concern is your spouse rather than your God, you've bowed before an idol. And the truth is, you can't love your spouse appropriately if you dare love your spouse more than you love the God who created you. And dare I say it, you can bow before your children as your God. That everything takes a back seat because what your child wants is more important than anything else. Should we care for our children? Absolutely. Do I want my children to have it better than I had it? Absolutely I do. I'm driven by that. But if the things of God have to wait because my children have this or that, I've made an idol of that precious gift entrusted to me, and I have so perverted it, I've done it a great injustice by giving to my child a place God never intended my child to have in my heart. You remember the story in Luke 8? There's a similar story in Luke 11. Jesus is with a multitude. And as He's talking to this multitude, word comes to Him and they say, "Lord, your mother's here. She wants to talk to you." Remember His response? "These who do the will of my Father are my mother and my brothers and my sisters." And the implication is, He didn't stop what He was doing to see what Mom wanted. He continued on. Same thing in Luke 11. See, you and I read that and we say, "I can't believe that. That's just wrong." The reason it's so strange to us is because we don't understand this first commandment. That I am to have an exclusive devotion to God above everything else. And I can only love these other things appropriately when I love God appropriately. And all things find their place as I live as God intended. This first commandment forbids your giving allegiance to anyone or anything other than the true and living God who made Himself known in the person of Jesus Christ. One other thing I'd point out is this commandment demands supreme love and devotion to the one true God. You are called to love this God supremely. The great Shema of the Jews. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. Love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Let me ask the hard question. Do you love God supremely? That's relatively easy to say. Sure. That's more important to me than anything. That's easy. What I'm asking is, will you search your heart and honestly reflect on your life and then answer that question? Look at your behavior. Look at the choices you make. Look at what you do with your financing. Look at what you do in every realm of your life, and then answer the question, do you love God supremely? Let me ask it another way. Is the worship of God a priority in your life? Is gathering with the people of God for the purpose of singing His praise, of hearing His word, and of service to His kingdom the dominant priority of your life? I didn't ask you if it's a priority. I ask you, is it the dominant, preeminent thing in your life? Let me ask it still another way. Does your obedience to Christ work around your schedule? Or does your schedule revolve around your devotion to Christ? That becomes the real issue. You see, what I'm saying is, it's relatively easy to say, have no other gods before me, and we look at ourselves and we puff our chest out and we say, oh, I'm a Christian. I love God. I don't love Buddha. I don't love Muhammad. I don't love Allah. I love God who is Father, Son, Holy Spirit, who's revealed Himself in Jesus Christ. So I'm okay. Do you have any other gods in His presence? And do you eventually serve Christ provided it doesn't interfere with your schedule? Or do you say, my devotion to Christ means I'll have to change my schedule so that I can obey? Would you be willing to pray along with the psalmist? Search me, O God, and know my heart. See if there is any offense in me. See, that's a dangerous prayer. It's a dangerous prayer because it's painful. Because if you pray that, He just might answer it. And when He answers it, you might not like what He shows to you. I don't like it when He shows to me. Well, we're just getting started. But let me ask you, how are you doing so far with the Ten Commandments? We've just looked at the first one. Oh, by the way, James is pretty clear. If you break any one of the laws of God, you've broken it all. Are you a lawbreaker? Well, if you are, I've got some good news for you. That is that God so loved the world, He gave His one and only Son, that whoever would believe in Him would not perish, but would have everlasting life. And those who confess their sin will find Him faithful and just, and He will forgive, and He will cleanse you of all unrighteousness. That's the gospel. The law of God says, here's what is demanded of you. Love the Lord your God supremely, exclusively. If you failed, there's a remedy in the person of Christ. Come to Christ. And once you are in Christ, then you strive to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. See, that's not Old Testament. When Jesus was asked, what's the great commandment? He said, here it is. This is the standard we've been called to as the people of God. This is the life demanded of us. How are you doing? Are you an idolater? If so, I plead with you, flee to Christ. Let's pray.